Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, and thanks to all of you guys who are listening, you know, via Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here, sincerely. And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. let's see, before I get into the show, well, let's do this. Let's go ahead and thank our sponsor. Today's show is sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, so right now it's 71 degrees in the ATL, looking at a high today of 84. Nice day. Looks like no rain is in the forecast throughout the afternoon and the evening. Tomorrow, Friday, sunshine, 84. Saturday, partly cloudy, 85. Sunday, sunshine, 87. Monday, partly cloudy, 88 degrees. Doesn't look like there's any more rain until maybe Tuesday. Okay? So use that however you want. I hope you guys get out there and do something in your yard with your barbecue grill. Cook something. Invite me over. Okay? And so today's word of the day is oblige. Oblige. O-B-L-I-G-E is oblige. And oblige is a verb, and it means to constrain by physical, moral, or legal force, or by the exigencies of circumstance. The second meaning, to put in one's debt by a favor or service. Okay, that's what I know oblige is, to do a favor for, or to do something as or as if as a favor. Okay? So that is oblige. So you guys can take that and use it however you want and, you know, do your thing, right? So that's our word of the day. That's the weather for today. Now let's get into today's show. Before we do that, let me say this to these Ohio State fans who are upset about the 3-game suspension of Urban Meyer. Well, you know, he had it coming. And now I believe the guy's a snake myself. I believe Urban Meyer is a snake. And he deserves anything that he gets. So he gets this 3-game suspension without pay. Okay? 3-game suspension without pay. And just to be frank with you, I'm frank. I want to be frank with you. Just to be frank with you, I say that I believe that they're going to lose 2 of these first 3 games that he's suspended for, therefore knocking them out of the national championship talks immediately. Okay, immediately. And you, all you Ohio State fans, probably going to be Urban Meyer's last year. You may go to a bowl game, maybe not, but get over it. You guys hired a snake. You got a snake. You know what this snake is about. He is a snake. Okay, that's enough about Urban Meyer. Let's get into today's show. Now, Someone told me that today, as a matter of fact, this morning, that Aretha Franklin did not have a last will and testament. Okay, now today's show is entitled "Aretha Franklin Didn't Have a Last Will and Testament." Is that the reason I asked this? Is because a lot of you guys don't know that, you know, whether you need a will or not. And, you know, a lot of people out there say that you do need a will so you can, so people can, you know, abide by your wishes or whatever. They know what you want and how you want your stuff to be handled. Okay? A lot of people believe that. A lot of people believe that, you know, I don't need a will. I've already told people what I wanted to have done, how I want things laid out, how I want things to be, my personal belongings and estate or whatever, how I want that to be handled. And that's exactly what happened with Aretha. Okay? Now, she didn't have a will. Okay? But that's fine. Okay? The lady's worth a lot of money. She's a wealthy, she was a wealthy, 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 wealthy lady. All right? And so you think that with an estate as big as hers, she need a last will and testament to let people know how she want her stuff done. Well, how do you know, you know, that she didn't already have things set up? She didn't, she hadn't already, she knew she was sick, okay? How do you guys know that she didn't already have something laid out? She already talked to her kids. She already done talked to her close friends and stuff like that. How do you guys know that she didn't have that in place? I would think that she had that in place, okay? Now, you know, if I found out that I was dying, okay, I got sick, terminal disease, okay, I would probably immediately tell everyone close to me, my family, you know, how I want things done after I'm gone, okay, who I want to have this, who I want to have this, who I want to have this. I mean, you know, that's the deal right there. And, you know, way back in the day, they didn't have wills. They didn't know about wills, the last will and testament of someone. Okay? But, you know, my mom passed in 2005. It's been 13 years now. That's a long time. It's been 13 years ago. And when my mom died, she had a last will and testament. She had an executor set up. She had a co-executor, not a co-executor, but another executor, if that executor didn't work out or whatever. And once she passed on, we read her last will and testament, which is, you know, I'd say her wishes. Okay, read them out, and they were read out. The executor of the will, the executor of the estate, said, "We're not going to do that. Things are going to be different. We're going to do something totally different." Okay, and when that happened, you know, I'm thinking like, man, how can you not go by her wishes? She wrote it down, all everything laid out. How could you not go with her wishes? If you're going to be the executor of someone's estate, and get me, guys, you guys can call in and talk about this, 516-531-9483. Now, If you're going to be the executor of someone's estate, they're leaving you in charge of their affairs after they're gone. That's a tall order, right? And that's also a, you know, well, sometimes it could be a curse, but I think that's something that says something about that person, as far as how close they were. If you're gonna rely on me to handle your wishes, after your gun, then that's like I don't know the word I'm looking for, but it's like praise or something. I don't know. But anyway, so when you think about it, that's a tall order for someone to be the executive of someone's estate, okay, to go by their wishes. But if you don't want confusion, okay, if you don't want confusion, you as the executor now, if you don't want confusion and you're the executor of the estate, that means they had a will, otherwise you wouldn't be the executor. That means that you can sit there and you can read this thing to everyone involved. You can read it to them line by line, word by word, and say, this is how it's going to be done. Okay? This is how John wanted it. This is how it's going to be done. Okay? And you do it just like he wanted. I'm sure there are going to be some things in there that he didn't put in there, but you do it exactly how he wanted. That way there's no confusion, okay? And if there is, you can say, hey, this is what he wanted. This is on paper. This is what we're going to do. Who can argue that? Okay, who can argue that? I wouldn't argue that. The way my mom wanted her things to be done, I wouldn't argue that. That's that. Right? That's that. If we had sat there and listened to her last will and testament, and then the executive said, this is how things are going to be done, just like she wanted, and went through that, I think that takes all the onus off of the executor and puts it back on the person who just died. The way they want it, that's the way she wanted her stuff done. But here's the kicker. You don't, as an executor, you don't have to follow. You don't have to follow the will. Okay? I found that out because we went through court because the executor of my mom's estate wasn't handling it the way she wanted. So we filed a caveat and went to court about it. The result of that was excuse me, water went down the wrong way. And so the result of that was the judge sent us to a mediator, okay, to hash things out. Okay, but it turns out that we were able to get the executor taken off and had the new executor put on. Now, the new executor stepped in and pretty much did the same thing as the old executor. But I'm going to tell you guys, a last will and testament is just words written on a piece of paper. Doesn't mean anything to the courts, because the judge told us those exact words. The will doesn't mean anything. It's up to the executor to handle the estate the way they want. Okay? So when you think about it, there's nothing valuable about a last will and testament. There's nothing. It doesn't hold water in court. Okay? It doesn't hold water in court because the court says that the executor can do whatever they want with the estate. I'm telling you, I got firsthand knowledge. It happened to my family when my mom passed. So what I'm saying is that if you have a last will and testament and you pass on, just hypothetically, I ain't saying none of you guys, hope you guys live a long time. Now, I'm just saying hypothetically, if you had a will, last will and testament drawn up, you paid for it, had a lawyer do it, file it or whatever, and then a few years later you pass on. They pull out that last will and testament. And they pull out that last will and testament to read, and you named it your executor or whatever, okay? Let's say it was your brother or something. You named the executor of your estate. It's your brother. And you passed on. Now we're reading the will. Now, whatever you did as the owner of this estate before you died, whatever you wrote on that paper is what you wanted. Those are your wishes, right? So why wouldn't your executor carry out your wishes? Okay, the problem comes in is when the executor does not carry out the wishes and the whole family gets in an uproar. And I'm telling you, it happens every day. Okay? And all I'm saying is a last will and testament is really not worth the paper that it's written on. You know, you can write out all this stuff and type it up and say what you want to do, yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the game, your executor can do exactly what he or she wants with your estate. The court doesn't care. That's what the judge told us. It's up to the executor to handle this estate. Okay, and then these people are, you know, it's your mom, it's your dad, it's whatever, whoever it is, and the person that who's over their estate is not following their last will and testament. How would you feel about that? I mean, I was losing my mind because here we are grieving about my mom's death, and then on top of that, the executor of the estate said they weren't going to follow her wishes. What the hell is that about? What's that about? And I'm like, man, my mom wanted me to have these pair of shoes, and she said in her will that I could have these pair of shoes because she knew that those were my favorite pair of shoes that she used to wear all the time. I'm going to get these shoes to her. I want her to have these shoes. But the executor says, no, you're not getting these shoes. We're gonna throw them out. We're going to put them in the Goodwill. I mean, what's that about? I mean, you want to fight that person. I really did because I'm grieving over my mom's death. That's first. Didn't read the will. And then the executor doesn't follow the will. Come on, man. And then the state stands up behind the executor. The state of Georgia stands up behind the executor and say, the executor can handle this however she wants. And like I told that judge, I said, so this will, this last will and testament that my mom wrote out, that my mom had typed up, that my mom had you know, recorded, lawyer had recorded within the county records, you saying that doesn't mean a thing. That's right. So why do you need a will? Why do you need a last will and testament? You don't. And it's not a problem. I don't care if you got a $2,000 in the bank or you're like Aretha, you got $80 million in the bank. A last will and testament is nothing. Okay? What you want to do, and I'm saying this to y'all, what you want to do is write your own last will and testament. And they got a template online where you can go in and fill in all the blanks and stuff. Print it out. You don't have to take it to a lawyer and let him charge you money to take it down to the courthouse and have it recorded. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is write it out, type it up, print it out, and give it to someone. Sit down with those people who are close to you and tell them what your last will and testament is. And they should abide by that. Right? So I got $80 million in the bank. So in my last will and testament that I talked to you guys about 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, before I died, I said I wanted this $80 million split up equally between my four kids. Everybody get $20 million. I want such and such. I want David to have the car. I want Larry to take over my whatever, right? I mean, that's what you want to do. Because you write this stuff out, have it printed up, have a lawyer sign it, do all this stuff, and you sign it, and then you pay the lawyer to take it and get it recorded and all this stuff. Now you're legal, right? Nope. So I don't recommend you guys having. I recommend you having a last will and testament, but I don't recommend you taking it to a lawyer and paying him money to have it recorded and all. I don't recommend that. I recommend you sitting down with your family that's closest to you and telling them what your wishes are and telling them that, hey, Frank's going to be in charge of this, okay, and this is how I want it. Now, why would Frank go against that? Why? Because he can? No. He wants to follow your wishes. And I hope he does. All right, guys, that's all the time I have for you today. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the show. I appreciate you guys to the utmost. You just don't know. But I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. I want you to take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. It's the weekend eve, right? Thursday is the weekend eve. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. Come on, stir fry, y'all. Money changing colors like da-da, da-da. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die.